He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the October 4th live edition. Wow, we're closing in on Halloween already. I see the pomegranates in the stores and pumpkin patches starting to fill the corners of the street. And fall is definitely in the air here a little bit in San Diego. I don't know what it's like in your neighborhood. The market is a little summery here this morning, though. Summer still remains. We got a pretty decent little rally in the market. Right now we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 43 points. It's at 18,296. We have the S&P 500 up just a point and a half at 2,162. The NASDAQ is up 16 points. That works out to 0.3%. The NASDAQ is at 5,317. Crude oil having another good day, up 18 cents per barrel, almost hitting 50. I got to believe 50 is probably resistance. We'll see. We're at $49.58, and I think there's an imaginary line at 50 that's acting as a roof, a ceiling right now on oil. But we'll see. Maybe it breaks through this time. I wouldn't go shorting oil, that's for sure. Gold looks horrible. I sold my last gold stock yesterday. I had just one last little position. I have no exposure to the precious metals anymore. Gold is down $25.60 per ounce today. That's a 2% drop to $1,287. It's below $1,300 for the first time in a long time. And silver is joining in the chorus with a 50-cent drop at $1,839. And interest rates moving up a little, 1.64%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Hey, a lot of people took advantage. I guess Sanford and Son offered out an appointment with Bill Gunderson. I've talked to a couple of people so far, and you know, I'm willing to do that. I love doing that. I can do about a couple a day, and that's it. And if you'd like to talk to me, you can go to our website, Gunderson Capital, GundersonCapital.com, and say you'd like an appointment with Bill, and I'll give you a call after the market closes, and we'll talk shop. The vice presidential debate. You know, I'm not as excited about that one as I was about the presidential debate, which didn't end up being very good, I didn't think. We'll see if the vice presidential debate is any better. I still remember some of the famous vice presidential debates of the past. We'll see what Pence and Kane do tonight in Virginia. How about Minnesota? Hey, you know, that's one of our biggest audiences there in Minnesota. I know there's a big Norwegian population in Minnesota. A lot of Gundersons and other Norwegians, and the Minnesota Vikings 4-0. That's pretty impressive. Our Chargers are off to their usual stumbling out of the gate start. What they usually do is stumble out of the gate and then they fizzle altogether during the season. And by the end of the year, we have a new coach and a new general manager, and we go back to the drawing board. Minnesota's got a winning tradition there over the years. My son says they got a defense, boy. And we'll get to watch a little baseball today. How about the Orioles versus the Blue Jays? Who are you rooting for, the Orioles versus the Blue Jays? Or do you even care? Tomorrow, the Giants versus the Mets. And, of course, San Francisco, one of our stations that we broadcast on. Now, it'd be hard for me as a Padre fan to root for San Francisco. But I will be watching, and may the best team win. A 31-year low on the pound. Can you believe it? You see, when when the UK entered into the European Union, it was with the condition they didn't want to be part of the currency. They wanted to keep their own currency, the pound. And since Brexit, the pound continues to get pounded. On the one hand, you know, it's a bad thing for the Brits, but on the other hand, it makes their goods more competitive on world markets. And I've currently pointed out at least one real nice dividend play on a European stock, a British stock, a UK stock that is benefiting from a sinking pound. And the stock pays a very good dividend. That was in an article that I wrote several weeks ago for Seeking Alpha, wherein I said I would avoid the REITs, I would avoid the utilities. I warned you about them. They continue to fall. But here's some areas that I like. So if you go back and you look at that article, you'll see the Brit, the UK stock that I mentioned and that I own, and I think it pays about a 5 to 6% dividend, and it's being helped. It's a play on the currency falling over there in the UK. An interest rate cut in India, does that surprise anybody? Well, they say it was a surprise, but everybody's cutting rates all over the world. Will the U.S. ever raise rates? I hear some people saying they'll never do it. Yeah, but it seems like December is a foregone conclusion at this point in time. Meanwhile, India comes down with their rate. Gold dips below $1,300 an ounce. You know, gold had a good run earlier this year. And think about it. You can learn from this experience that you saw. Gold does well when the dollar goes down. And when the dollar goes up, gold doesn't do well. Now, what's causing the dollar to strengthen here? It's the Fed. It's the anticipation of a rate hike. When the Fed went totally dovish and did an about-face in January, which caused total turmoil in the market. Well, we had turmoil up until that point. We had a sinking market in January, and things didn't look good at all. I took some evasive action. I'm still paying for it. But we're coming back nicely here, and we still got another quarter to go in the year. My portfolios have done very well since February of this year, when the Fed did a complete about face, and myself, as an active money manager, also had to do an about face and adapt very quickly to a new Fed that changed overnight. All of a sudden, they went dovish, and I took advantage of the run that gold had. And I made some money in several of the gold stocks at that time. And then when the Fed started to talk business again, raising rates, I started to trickle out and cash in on those gold stocks. You know, it's just been my experience over time. Gold's not a very good buy and hold investment, but there's times that come along when it's quite a good opportunity. And if this debt that we're strangled with and other things play out in the future and the dollar sinks and inflation roars, gold will be an excellent play. But right now, with the strengthening dollar and a hawkish Fed standing out there, gold is not the place to be. And there's no inflation either, which gold also would like. We also have Netflix. I sent out some tweets. I hope you're following me, at least at the end of the day. Go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, and look at the tweets I sent out during the day. I don't send out a lot. 5 or 6. You can also go to my app. There's a button there that says daily tweets, and you can see what I observe during the day, because I look at a lot, probably more than the average guy in the market. I'm probably in the top 1% of all of the people looking and searching. I'm not gathering assets and letting the robots do the rest. I'm heavily enmeshed and tangled up to here in the markets every single day. And if I see something that really catches my eye, I send out a tweet, one that I sent out yesterday. I said, what's going on with Netflix? All of a sudden, that thing's picking up. Well, I guess they had an investor conference, explained their global strategy, and there's a rumor floating around that Disney could be looking at Netflix. You know, Disney comes up in every rumor. I thought they were going to buy Twitter. Nevertheless, Netflix stock is on the move right now. I do not own Netflix stock. Darden Restaurants, Boost Guidance, and Beats by Sixth Sense. Okay, there you go. People eating out still. That's what Olive Garden Chips Ahoy, not Chips Ahoy, Red Lobster, Red Lobster. Lobster season opened here in San Diego on Friday night. Saw a lot of boats out on the harbor and the ocean. Lobsters are nocturnal. They only come out at night. So if you want to catch lobsters in your trap, you got to be a hardy guy or gal. You got to get out there after midnight, 1 a.m. when the tide's moving and it's pitch black out there. Catching those. And sometimes you bring up your traps and there will be a big eel. We had several big eels with teeth like this in the traps. You got to be hardy to get a lot. That's why they're $27 a pound. All right, when we come back, we haven't talked about the best sectors in the market yet. And we haven't talked about my current valuation on the S&P 500. So we got some work to do here. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I've said many times, the market is a very big ocean. And as I see the boats go out in San Diego, you have two choices to go out lobster trapping. We use hoop nets. It's not the kind where they crawl in and they can't get out. No, the hoop net collapses when it hits the bottom of the ocean or the harbor. And hopefully Mr. Lobster comes in with his buddies and starts chewing on the bait. The stinkier the better. That's the way lobster fishing is. And then you come along and you check your nets. You pull them real fast about every hour or so. And you're limited to nine hoop nets. Those hoop nets are expensive. By the time everything and all the buoys and all the everything, the cages for the keep the seals out and all that, they're about $70 a piece. I was out one night and I lost. There was this heavy, strong current. And I lost four hoop nets, man. That hurt. But anyways, you have to kind of, you can't just go out and drop a hoop net in the middle of San Diego Bay and hope that a lobster, a juicy lobster for surf and turf dinner on Friday night will crawl in there. You kind of got to go to the areas where they hang out. Lobsters, everything. Poor lobsters. Everybody's a predator of a lobster. Man is a predator of lobster. Women are predators of lobster. Restaurants, seals, sharks, everybody loves lobster. And so you know what they do all day long? They hide. They hide in the rocks. They're not out crawling on the bottom. They wouldn't last very long. They hide in the rocks because they know how delectable those lobster tails are dipped in butter. They only come out at night. So the first thing, you know, lobsters are in structure. They are around structure where there's caves that they can crawl in and hide. Jetties, reefs. They're not in big, sandy, open areas. They wouldn't last very long. Not at all. Be like a soldier in the middle of the desert with no cover. You got to have cover. And so they come out at night. So that narrows it down considerably. Okay, so you got to, there's not a lot of structure. You know, there's only certain areas. It happens to be right in front of my house. There's a big reef out there with all kinds of holes and nooks and crannies and caves and whatnot. Good place for lobsters. That's why I saw some fishermen out there at night in their boats setting their nets. Well, the stock market is the same way. You can break down the market into sectors. And some areas of the market at times are like a big, vast desert, sandy bottom where no good stocks would be in this current environment. So one of the ways of making a large market more manageable is by first, and we talked about this yesterday, dividing the market up into asset classes. All right, let's think asset classes first. We went through the asset classes. In a very simple world, it's stocks and bonds. Stocks and bonds. What's your asset allocation? Well, you hear Goldman Sachs. We recommend a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds right now. And then sometime they'll up it. Well, we recommend a 65-35 mix of stocks and bonds. That's where you begin, narrowing down the market. Right now, I don't like bonds. I don't like putting new money into the bond market. I talked to one of the people that signed up for an appointment with me yesterday, and young guy in his 30s, and talking about his current holdings. And he had one holding in an ETF that is all bonds. I said, you know, at your age, especially with the state of the bond market these days, I don't know that you need any exposure at all to the bond market. Now, if we get into a tricky market and a bear market and whatnot, then bonds, they do better than stocks in a bear market. But as for now, I don't know that you have any need for bonds at your age. So, yeah, you narrow things down, you find the best asset classes. And we talked about that yesterday. My app, Best Stocks Now, that's my fish finder. The first thing I do is I narrow down the asset classes. Okay, we're going to go fishing in the area of stocks today. And I've been in that area for quite some time. I'm just leaving bonds alone. They're down there, down the channel, another area of the market. I don't really have any interest in that side of the harbor right now. I'm focused on stocks. Okay, now let's narrow down those vectors even more. We get into the sectors of the market. The sectors can be tracked rather easily, especially with the advent of exchange-traded funds that focus on sectors. Sectors have, like, okay, for the semiconductor sector, you can use SMH as a proxy. For the biotech sector, you can use IBB as a proxy. For the internet sector, you can use FDN. For the transportation sector, you can use IYT. There's an ETF for every sector in the market. In fact, there's several ETFs to choose from if you are interested. So what I do is I rank on a daily basis the sectors of the market using these ETFs. Now, I can't put a valuation on a sector ETF, so it's all momentum and performance based. And what is the vectors? Well, first I get all the sectors. There's currently 60 in my app. Everything from aerospace to banks to consumer to drugs to financials to food to the internet, semiconductors, energy, oil and gas, utilities, real estate investment trust. That's one of the clues that I saw that the real estate investment trust were starting to fall from grace. And as I delved into the valuations of those real estate investment trust and utilities, I saw that they were falling from grace for a reason. Number one, they're interest rate sensitive, and we've got the Fed rattling their sabers to hike rates. And number two, I looked at some valuations. You can go within those ETFs and look at their holdings. Okay, here's the utility ETF. What are the top 10 holdings? And then look at each stock one at a time to see where the valuations are at. And I noticed that utilities were trading at levels that they haven't traded at in 10 years. That's not good. They're way out of whack, stretched. People chasing dividends. I saw the same thing for the REITs. But during the time that they were running and had the big move, some of my REITs went up 30% earlier this year before I sold them. They were just out of whack from a valuation point of view. And as they started to drop in rank, other sectors started to rise in rank. And that's very critical to be in. Now, once we have some sectors identified, which we'll talk about in the second, when we come back in the third quarter of the show, I'll talk about the sectors right now that I find to be most favorable. You can go in and you can buy the whole sector through an ETF or a mutual fund, or you can pick through some of the best sectors looking for some of the best stocks within those sectors. That's the course that I prefer to go down. When we come back, let's identify some of the best rocks and caves and reefs in that vast ocean of stocks right now. Find out where you might just pull a lobster out of there, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right. Well, we've talked about narrowing down this big ocean, this big market. I can't tell you how important sector analysis is in the market. Man, there's times when the market is moving and there's sectors that are just being left behind. I could tell you that right now I don't have any exposure to many sectors of the market. I don't like the banks. The banks are under fire. The banks are under big fire. There's fires burning in their basements. If it's not Deutsche Bank, it's Wells Fargo. And who's next? It's not going to be a bank-friendly environment if Ms. Clinton is to be our next president. I have to believe that Elizabeth Warren is going to play some kind of a role in a Clinton administration, whether she's signing your money as the Secretary of the Treasury or the head of the SEC or heading up regulations against the banks, whatever it is. But that shows up in my app. The banks are not a high-ranked sector right now. And means the app, which is not political, which doesn't have opinions, is just going out and reading the returns on the banking sector and noticing and reporting back to me that on a relative basis, it's not a favorable sector right now. And you can easily make a logical case for why the banking sector is not a favorable sector right now. Have you looked at a chart of Wells Fargo lately? In fact, I think that was one of the five tweets I sent out yesterday. I said one of the ugliest charts in the entire market is Wells Fargo. And it continues to be ugly. And it's a bellwether. It's a $220 billion company. Oh, they can write a lot of big checks to the regulators. They got a lot of money. You got to go. I mean, that's why Jesse James, you know, robbed the banks. That's where the money was. And I think the regulators see a little bit of that. Not that Wells Fargo hasn't done anything wrong. You know, you don't want to go after a nonprofit that doesn't have any money and give them fines. How are they going to pay the fines? Anyways, I don't like the banking sector, and I don't like the financial sector either. Now, the financial sector will benefit if interest rates start to rise, but in the meantime, it's slim pickings out there for the banks. It's very slim pickings, you know. They make money on the margins, and right now there's very few margins. I don't like the utilities at all. Still way too expensive. I don't like the real estate investment trust at all. And you know what? There's for whatever reason, the real estate investment trust is really popular this year. I see a lot of people just continuing to pour money into the real estate investment trust. Why? They're chasing yield. But they're not looking at the underlying valuations of those real estate investment trusts. And they're not looking at the outsized returns that they have delivered over the last several years. That's way out of whack. They don't continue to return outsized returns. Things have a way of reverting back to the mean. I currently do not own one real estate investment trust. And yet I see on Seeking Alpha, it's one of the most popular. If I were to write an article tomorrow about a real estate investment trust, it would be one of the most popular articles on the Seeking Alpha. There seems to be a lot of retirees that are chasing those yields on those real estate investment trusts. It really worries me. There's a mini bubble there. And that bubble is starting to burst. And it started back in July when I warned about it. So what do I like? Well, the leading sectors in the market right now tend to be growth sectors, which also makes logical sense. The app is reporting back to me that some of the leading sectors in the market are the semiconductor sector, the biotech sector, global information technology, networking, cybersecurity, internet. What do they have in common with one another? They're growth sectors, they're technology. And if I dip down into the top 20 out of the top 60 out of the 60 sectors, they're all going to pretty much have a common thread running through them: growth, not dividend, not income, because that area of the market was exploited so much at the beginning of the year. And all that money that was pouring into the REITs and the utilities and the big, large cap dividend paying stocks was bypassing and ignoring a sector over here that can really produce at times. When tech gets going, you saw, I pointed out in my newsletter last week, the NASDAQ broke out last week, big time. I favor the NASDAQ over the Dow right now. The NASDAQ and the Dow have different characteristics. The Dow is more big, large cap companies that pay dividends, slow growth for the most part. The NASDAQ is 100 of the fastest growing stocks out there usually, even though there's a few big old stodgy old stocks of yesteryear in the NASDAQ. But the NASDAQ favors, you know, things that are happening today, the cloud, networking, fiber optics, new drugs, tends to be a little bit more risk-on. And right now, this is a more of a risk-on market. You can also throw in to those leading sectors right now, and let's not forget energy. Although energy is not in the top 10 right now, energy has been in and out during the year. And right now, I'm finding some of my top-ranked stocks in the entire market are energy stocks. And I continue to have a better-than-average exposure to the energy patch. And those are the sectors that I like. More of the growth, like go-go, technology, energy, another area that I like. Areas that I don't like. You know, the consumer sectors have not been doing very good. Other than online shopping, okay? I do have a heavy exposure there in the online shopping. But as far as bricks and mortar, mall, department stores, chain stores, I have no exposure whatsoever. Don't like it right now. They're fighting an uphill battle against this online shopping. And let's not forget, online shopping, it doesn't just happen. There's a vast technology undergirth, infrastructure that allows all of that to happen. And a lot of those stocks are involved in that go-go technology area. And again, the sectors that I do not like, precious metals, gold miners, silver miners, that's an area to just leave alone right now. I wouldn't even drop a trap there. We've only got 9 traps on the boat. We've got to drop them. We're out here in the cold. The wind's blowing. The swell's about 3 feet. We want to come home with some tasty critters in our traps. I'm not going to even waste one of my 9 traps in the precious metal sector. I'm not going to drop a trap down into the solar, natural, alternative energy. The home builders, not really a place to be right now. Miners, not a place to be. The building sector, really not a place to be. Agriculture, really not a place to be. Banking sector. But they do have their days in the sun, too. There's times when it's topsy-turvy, and those are the best places to be dropping your traps down to. But right now, I would just move on from those areas. They're not very active, and I would look at the more fruitful areas that are delivering right now. Technology, more of the growth, go-go type of stuff. And one other area, the emerging markets. Now, you're not going to really be able to find sector funds on the emerging markets, although there are some. Instead, I just kind of count the emerging markets as their own sector. And as I've said, I continue to favor India. I currently own a stock from India. Had a good day yesterday. It was one of the tweets I sent out, I think. I continue to favor some of South America, Argentina. I mean, you're not going to be able to buy Argentina technology stocks or Argentina drug stocks. There's pretty much one swath that takes owns all the Argentinian stocks. I continue to like some of the areas of China, too. I own some China online shoppers, online technology companies. Those are my current favorite sectors in the market. Now, when we come back, the bottom line every week is, what's the market worth? What's the track of earnings? Earnings have been growing since 2009. I've had a few people debate me on that, and I always give them the source where they can go and figure it out and see it for themselves. You have to compare apples with apples, oranges with oranges. They'll come back and say, well, revenues aren't growing. You know what? It's all about earnings in the market. But what are earnings expected to do going forward? Because that holds the key to the future of this 7-year-plus bull market. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, He picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're seeing our rally in the market fade here. Still got worries about Deutsche Bank, I think, is still a problem. And Brexit, you know, being a hard Brexit, that seems to be a little bit of an issue. But let's take a look. You know, when all of the different emotions hit and all the fears and panic or whatever, there's not panic in the market right now, but from time to time there is. The best place to look for me to keep me on track is the bottom line. Well, what is the bottom line of the market right now? And why do I pay so much attention? In fact, this is at the center. This is at the core of what I do every week in my newsletter. You've heard the expression, all roads lead to Rome. In my book, all roads lead to earnings. I don't care if it's an individual stock. I don't care if it's an index like the S&P 500. Earnings really dictate where a stock's going and where a index is going. And we can look back in hindsight and we can say, well, you know what, Bill? And I show this in the newsletter. Every year since 2009, earnings of the S&P 500 have been growing. To me, that's the biggest reason. That is why the S&P 500 has been going up for the last 7.5 years. So can't we logically conclude that earnings in the future will continue to lead the market just like they did in the past? Well, we really don't know what the earnings in the future are going to be, but we certainly can look to the expectations of earnings in the future. And that's made up of those 500 companies that are in the S&P 500. They'll start reporting here. Alcoa will start reporting, I believe, on October the 10th. Let's see, when is Alcoa? And Alcoa is going to split, too, off split off one of their companies, spin one off. October 10th, in 6 days, the 500 companies start reporting. Like the Indianapolis 500, it's the S&P 500. And by the end of the quarter, we should have even a better gauge on what 2017 looks like. But we can look now to what 2017 looks like based on the sum expectations of those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. Well, this year, which will end in a little under 3 months now, the S&P 500 is looking to make $118 per share in earnings. Now contrast that with 2009 when it made $54 per share. Earnings have grown since 2009 from $54 per share to $118 per share, and the market has gone up just about proportionally with that earnings growth. Well, great, Gunnarsson, hindsight's always fine to point out. Well, I have pointed it out. And when all the pundits are out there throwing darts at the market and telling me to buy gold, the Peter Schiffs of the world and the others that write the doomsday newsletters, and make big money off those newsletters, by the way, People, there's a certain class of people, they love to hear doomsday talk. I just look at the numbers. The numbers have been that the numbers have been growing every year since 2009, and the market has been growing. Just keep it simple. Now, $118 per share is a very important number because it's the bogey, it's the beginning, it's the one that we'll compare next year with. Are we going to drop back down and start sinking again? That's when me, myself, as a market timer, would start pulling back my horns in the market. And there's all kinds of schools of thought there. You know, there's people that have been taught that you just keep buying all along the way. Okay, fine. But I've got some people that, you know, are in their 70s now. They can't afford to take a 50% haircut. If you're 27 years old and you've got lots of time on your hand, I have to also protect against those bear markets. And the next bear market will be led by a falling in the economy, a recession, and earnings expectations starting to go down. And that's what I remain vigilant. I call my style of growth with vigilance. Well, what do we expect it to make versus that $118 this year? Right now, the consensus estimate out on the street, about $133 to $134 per share. That's some of the best growth that we've seen in the last couple of years. Growth in earnings has been held down over the last couple of years because of energy prices. Energy prices are now coming back. We're pushing $50 per barrel once again. That's why I'm so bullish on the market. Finally, we're breaking out of that sideways trend of earnings, which have leveled off. Leveling off's better than descending. At least that's held the market firm. We're up like 4 or 5% this year is all, and we didn't have a very good year last year because earnings have been flat. But we're seeing, looking, expecting, anticipating a breakout in earnings. And you can throw all of the reasons why, oh, we got a presidential election, we don't know what the future holds, we don't know what the Fed's going to do. Well, you know what? Look to the bottom line. That's what I do. I look to that bottom line. I update it every single week. I currently have a target price on the S&P 500 of 2,345, which gives the market about 8 to 9% upside potential. That's some of the best value that we've seen in a long time. I continue to be fully invested almost. I'm still looking to put some more money to work. I've got about 20% sitting on the sidelines, but 80% pedal to the metal in growth areas of the market. Unless you're in my income accounts, then I have you in dividend paying stocks. The hedging I did in January cost me some performance this year, but you have to look at an entire cycle of the market. I've had a buy signal on the market since 2009. And there will come a time when we get a sell signal on the market, but now is not that time. Well, you can follow along in the newsletter every week. Look at what I'm buying and selling. GundersonCapital.com. If you would like a vigilant and active money manager opposed to a passive robot, you can call us 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.